A Cordova math and science teacher has been named the 2012 Alaska Teacher of the Year. Kara Heitz has been teaching at Cordova High and Senior High School for the past 6 years. As KCHU's Tony Gorman reports, Heitz was headed down a different career path before entering the education field.
After graduating from Miami University of Ohio with a bachelor's degree in zoology, Kara Heitz entered the MCP Hahnemann School of Medicine in Philadelphia. She was well on her way into a career in medicine.
I finished all my schooling and I had done my family practice rotation, so I was in my rotations.
During that time, she began teaching public health at one of the inner city schools.
I got to say, at some points during my teaching over the 2 years, I think that teaching them was almost harder than a lot of my medical school courses because I was just so out of my realm, I think, in teaching high school students.
After teaching at a National Youth Leadership Forum in Washington, D.C. for a summer, Heitz knew she had found her true calling.
I started to see that a lot of what was missing in medicine was education and that I was really turning students on to a love of learning, and I thought that that was my path. And after thinking about it for over a year, I made the decision to leave and become a teacher.
Heitz started that transition by earning her teaching license at Colorado State University. Then she began volunteering at nearby Fort Collins High School. Eventually, she was hired. After 3 years at the school, she and her husband wanted to move to Montana. While attending a teacher's fair in Montana, she came across a few recruiters from school districts in Bush, Alaska.
My husband and I had always wanted to go to Alaska. We just didn't think we could afford the move. And we thought, what an amazing experience to be able to teach in a different culture for a year and live very remotely. And we're very outdoorsy. So we thought, let's do it. Let's just pick up everything. We didn't have any kids. Let's just pick up everything and move to Alaska and see what it's like.
She ended up teaching science in Manicotic, Kalikinik, and Nustoyak in the Southwest Region School District. After 2 years, she landed in Cordova, where she has stayed for the last 6 years. After hearing the announcement, her principal, Leif Jacobson, thought she deserved to be named Alaska Teacher of the Year.
You know, she's very, very even keel until, you know, they're doing something wrong, and then she gets after them, and she has got a way that she doesn't have to say much, just has to kind of give a look to the students, and they kind of get back to work or back in line, and no, her interactions with her students is very, very good.
One of the perks that comes with being Teacher of the Year is receiving a scholarship to pursue an advanced degree. Despite being asked whether she will return, Heitz knows she will not use the money to go back to medical school. She says it still bums her out that people perceive medicine as a better profession than education.
I think that teaching is one of the most amazing professions you could possibly do. I think a lot of people see medicine as healing people, and I see education as healing people. And so I hope as a teacher, especially as Teacher of the Year, that to share my message that when I say that I left medicine for education, that the answer I get is, well, that was an amazing decision.
Heitz says she hasn't decided on what she wants to pursue, but she is looking at curriculum development. She will be in the running for National Teacher of the Year. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.